on News Talk ZB.
Very good morning, 7 past 7. We have a report out this morning that tells us that recreational fishing is under threat. Unless we act now and improve the current management system, future generations will not be able to fish the way we have. The author of the report, Dr. Randall Bess, is with us. Randall, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Under threat means what?
What it means is that our fish stocks are managed quite sustainably. But we also need to look, though, at where we're headed for the future. We know that we've just reached 4.7 million in terms of a population, and that population is expected to grow to 5 million in just a few years' time to 2025, and then on to 5.8 million by 2050. We've also had a record in terms of the net gain in migration, which was 68,400 for this last year. If we add all those up for the future, it's going to put considerably more pressure on our ability to go recreational fishing. And we know that recreational fishing is very important. We have a good handle in terms of how many people put a line in the water each year. It's around 600,000 people. That's more than the numbers of people who play golf. And it's actually four times the number of people, rugby players, who are registered with the rugby union.
Indeed. So this is a population thing, not a commercial fishing thing. You're not telling me the commercial fishers are taking all the fish and there's none left. This is just a growth in population.
No, it's both.
Okay.
It's both. The report is also quite critical of the commercial industry. I've worked in some form or another with the commercial industry for a couple decades, and the report is quite critical of some of their practices in terms of the recent misreporting of catch, underreporting, the discards, high grading. That's something that really the industry needs to clean up.
Well, what do we need to do? Well, so obviously it's the commercials you need to attack, because, I mean, you can't do anything about the population, can you?
No, I think there's considerable room for the industry to clean up its act, and I'm certainly not attacking the recreational fishers. I'm simply saying, let's look into the future. Where are we headed with this?
When you say, though,
experience now, and how are we going to ensure that experience continues and it's even better for our children?
Sure, but you talk about expecting daily bag and size limits. What's wrong with it?
Well, let's just look at Snapper One, which is the largest recreational fishery in New Zealand. Over the decades, we've had the bag limits go down from 30 to 20 to 15 to 9 to 7. So,
but that's a lot of fish, though, isn't it, Randall? I mean, if I'm going out to drop a line, it's not unreasonable to go out there and go, you know what, I can only take 3 today, and that's plenty.
Well, that's right, and for a number of people, that's their fishing experience, and it's just fine. Seven, in terms of international standards, seven fish a day is a lot. What I'm saying is that if we increase the population, ongoing increase in the demand for recreational fishing, will we be able to stay at seven or not? Will we keep going down? And there's a good comparison in the United States Gulf of Mexico, where they have a red snapper fishery. For a number of years, they've had a back limit of 2. And they've had a season of 9 days in federal waters. What we want to do is avoid that kind of situation. So we're simply asking the questions, what can we do now to prepare for the future when our situation could be quite different and therefore the recreational experience could be potentially very different?
Good big picture questions. Appreciate your time very much. Randall Bess, who's the research fellow at the New Zealand Initiative.